Hello there. How are we doing? I'm just in bed. So there might be sounds of, me gripping covers, hopefully. Because I'm gonna be rambling. Because I've gotten a new toy. It's called the Womanizer. So we'll see if it's really worth Brittany singing about. For right now, I'm just touching myself. And I'm sorry about any background noise. That's simply because I live in a suburb. I can't really help it. And we all know that you're gonna continue listening to me anyway. And what I wanted to talk about while I'm doing this, while I'm reviewing my new toy, before I get too into it, I just wanted to address a few things. A few requests that I've gotten. Somebody asked me, a few people asked me if I would consider doing something like CBT. Here's the thing. You may not know it, but I've been doing CBT for many years. How many years? About 5 now. I would say I'm pretty experienced. I'm gonna try out this new toy now and tell you all about the 5 years I've had of CBT. Okay, where is it? Okay, let's see just how well this works. Thank you to my GWA friend who recommended I got this. I hope it suits me as much as it suits you and your wife. Okay, let's give it a go.
That's so sad, it's still out of battery. I got too excited.
Oh well, I guess I'm just gonna have to use one of my vibrators. They're terrible. There she is. My favorite one. It's essentially like a wireless attachee, and it's that one that they sell on Amazon. That apparently is even stronger than a Hitachi, and honestly, I'd believe it. I'm so wet. Fuck. Just thinking of it, CBT. Oh god, that really does it for me. God. I think there's something just really almost healing about it. Oh fuck, that's loud. I'm sorry. Oh god, it's so strong. Oh god, okay, let me cover it up. Oh fuck. Okay, so CBT. Essentially the main thing to remember. Oh god, this gets me so wet. Is that we've got 3 different states of mind in our brain. You've got the emotional mind. Which Oh, God. Is, you know, it does what it says on the tin. Honestly, it. It's the part where you get all emotional and you see things in a very subjective way. Oh, God. And then there's your logical mind, also known as your rational mind. And again, kind of does what it says on the tin. It's all about logic. It's all about looking at the objective situation. And a lot of the time when people suffer with suffer with their mental health, it's because these are imbalanced. And the third, the wise mind, the referee, if you will, is the one that's in. Oh, that kind of sorts the two out. That keeps them both in check, keeps them both in balance. So, over the years, I've tended to focus way too much on the emotional mind. That's my problem. Oh, but I'm trying to get some balance, to regain some balance, to take things from an objective point of view. But I know that in GWA we're probably all very emotional. And that emotion? Well, I mean, come on. We're horny. That's it, you know? Oh, God. God, we're all just jerking off, you know? Whether it's in a microphone or into headphones, you know? How do we keep these things in check? Well, there's a ton of mnemonic devices that I've learned over the years that are supposed to help me remember, but I keep on forgetting them. After all, I'm more practiced in DBT. Oh, God. One of the things that, I've learned through, DBT anyway, one of the mnemonic devices is TIP, which stands for, it's what you do to kind of bring yourself back down to earth if you're having a panic attack or something. T is for temperature, so you know when you see people who do sports or whatever, it's splashing cold water in their face. That's because they're trying to trigger themselves physiologically to be balanced, to regain balance. So that's actually the same, it's the same kind of idea. So there's been a lot of times where I've just fully dunked my head into some cold water. Nice little baptism for my Catholic ass. I is for intense exercise. I'm not a fan of this. I'm a very lazy person. That's why I let my vibrator do all the work for me. Oh, God. Oh, and doesn't she do a great job? Oh, yeah. Oh, she really does. She's like my best friend, really, right now. Anyway, intense exercise. Oh, it's something that, again, triggers your physiology to go back and check, to just kind of reset your system. Like, you know, you could go for a run, or you could just start dancing, or just do a couple of jumping jacks. Because it gets your heart pumping, and you forget that your heart is pumping because, you know, you had a big exam, or you have to talk to somebody you hate, or you just have to fucking show your face in public. Like, that's, oh God, that's terrible. And you start having a panic attack, and then your heart is beating really fast from that. But if your heart is beating really fast from doing some Zumba or whatever, then you're gonna forget. You're gonna be like, oh god, I'm out of breath. My heart is pounding. My heart is at 123 BPM. Thanks to doing exercise. Oh god. And yes, that was a yawn. I stayed up until like fucking 4 AM listening to a degradation audio, okay? I'm not going to apologize for that, okay? Oh god. Oh god. The first P is for pace breathing. That's gonna be difficult to demonstrate right now. Because really, you're supposed to breathe in through your nose and originally said like out through your mouth, and I actually still prefer to breathe out of my mouth, but apparently you're not supposed to because it can cause hyperventilating. But let's see if I can do some deep measured breaths here. No, I can't. Oh god. And the second T, the last letter, is progressive muscle relaxation, which is essentially when you tighten up certain parts of your body, either starting from your head or from your toes, wherever you like. Again, I don't know if my muscles can get particularly relaxed right now. Oh god, my clit is so swollen and it hurts so much. I've really abused it over the past few weeks. Oh, because I've really been letting all of you just entertain me. God, why can't I remember other CBT things? I made a big promise. I told you I did it for 5 years. Okay, well, it's important to know the stages of a panic attack. The first stage, like, so if you can visualize like a graph, the first stage is like a climbing little slope. Oh god, why did I stay up until 4 AM? Oh yeah, because I wanted to be degraded. Oh god. I wanted to imagine being used. And that's on me. Oh. Anyway, so a gentle little slope and then it goes flat. But that's very high in the graph. And then eventually the slope down, it's a lot like slower. It's a lot less steep. So the only time you can really use any of these skills to try and avoid a panic attack is through the first slope, because once you reach that peak, that steady peak that's gonna last for about 7 to 14 minutes, well, that's the average I've had panic attacks that have lasted for multiple hours. Mostly something that I like to call manic attacks, which is when I get hypermania and just I can't stop thinking about something that I'm hyperfixating on, and it makes me freak out. Like, there's this man, okay? Don't worry, I don't have a crush on this man. And he's my hero. And he talked to me like one time. And for the whole next day, I told people about it, and then they kept on asking me questions because the word got around, and eventually I had to say, no, don't talk about it with me. I can't do it. I'm staying in this peak and I need to get down on the second slope. I need to calm the fuck down. And oh my god, I might just start panicking about it right now because, oh my god, I love him. It feels weird to say that while having a vibrator pressed to me. But anyway. You need to do your calming down exercises. I like to distract myself. I like watching YouTube watching Vine compilations or whatever, and I've watched like every fucking Vine compilation, so I can like mouth along with everything. So I tend to do that. It's like this kind of nice, weirdly mindful, weirdly hypnotizing thing that I can just like stare at my phone and, say road work ahead. I sure hope it does. Hey, I'm lesbian. I thought you were American. Chris, is that a weed? No, it's just a crayon. I'm calling the police. 911, what's your emergency? What the fuck is up, Kyle? No, what did you say, dude? Step the fuck up, Kyle. Oh, yeah. Oh. Wait. CBT has two meanings, doesn't it? What's the second one? Oh no. Oh no, you didn't want me to talk about cognitive behavioral therapy at all, did you? You wanted me to talk about, oh God. Clean? Beautiful? Temptations. I can't promise that I'm clean, but I am beautiful and I know that I'm tempting you. Okay, that's probably not it either because I came up with that on the fly. Okay, C is for. Oh God, it's really difficult to think Okay, C is for clothes. Be gone. Thanks. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Let me just. What? Cock and ball torture? What the fuck? Okay, no, enough of this. I just gave you a free therapy session. That'll be $60. You absolute scammer.